The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Mike Williams, the Managing Director of Innisbrook Golf Resort. Mike, thanks for having me. This has been an incredible week. I'm happy to say I played Copperhead for the first time and really, really enjoyed it. So it's a special place.
Well, Anne, thanks so much for having me on board, and welcome to Innisbrook. Your first time in Innisbrook that you've played golf after being here so many years covering the various tournaments we've had. It's wonderful to finally get you out on the course.
It really is. And, you know, I was talking to Bobby Barnes about the four golf properties, but the whole resort you have, it's on, 900 acres. You have the four championship golf courses. You have the 11 tennis courts, six swimming pools. I mean, it's more than golf.
It certainly is. This is a community that's been around here for 51 years. Certainly we're known for golf. We do so many tournaments throughout the year with various organizations, not the least of which is the PGA Tour every March. The Valspar Championship is the pinnacle of our golf year, and we're coming up on it in just a few short months.
I love this venue for that golf event, the Valspar. And I love the way you all do it with the colors, and obviously it's a paint company, but it's a real fun tournament. I think the players always talk about how fun it is to play here and how family-friendly and fan-friendly it is.
You know, you're certainly right. The players are always commenting on the course and how much they enjoy playing Copperhead. It's one of the favorite that they play throughout the year, but they also bring their families here. And they bring their families for all those reasons you just mentioned. We have great dining. We have great swimming attractions. Our Loch Ness swimming pool is perfect for young children. And the various activities we have around here for biking or tennis. We're going to add pickleball later this year. So many things to do here at Innisbrook besides just play golf.
And I can't wait to experience the spa as well and the fitness center. Don't forget that.
Yes, our Salamander Spa, Anne, has been voted one of the best spas in Tampa Bay. In fact, the top spa in Tampa Bay for the last several years. It is a really special experience. Good for golfers for their muscle melter massage after a rough day on the course, or just to relax and enjoy everything that the spa has to offer.
So talk a little bit about the tennis complex, because I understand you also host a lot of national tournaments here.
We do. Our tennis center is I think, one of the best on the west coast of Florida, if not the best on the west coast. Our clay courts, hard-true courts, are in wonderful shape. We host the United States Women's Clay Court Championships. We have the a U.S. Seniors National Championship here. We have the Bryan brothers coming in for a doubles tournament this year. April is tennis month here at Innisbrook, and we built a stadium that will house upwards of 5,000 fans to enjoy the great tennis that we offer here at Innisbrook.
And that clubhouse there, Mike, is spectacular. It's huge.
It is. The clubhouse has a number of indoor options for pickleball, for racquetball, for massage, as well as a fully stocked pro shop. It's a great spot.
So getting back to the golf, you've obviously loved the Valspar. You've been here probably playing in the pro-ams and following all the pros here. What are some of your favorite memories of the Valspar Championship?
Well, certainly watching Paul Casey win back-to-back championships. Watching Tiger in 2018 come within a stroke of tying for the lead that would have forced a playoff. I was actually here in 1997, my first stint at Innisbrook, watching Tiger play here the first time. And Tiger mania has not let up since then.
So 77, he must have been playing. Oh, in 97. Wow, I was going to say, wow, that's early in his professional career.
Yeah. He played back then. It was the JCPenney Classic, where the men from the PGA Tour and the ladies from the LPGA Tour teamed up. He played with Kelly Keeney, and they did well.
Wow. So Tiger has an early history here in Innisbrook, and I know because they've hosted a PGA Tour event here for, over 30 years?
Yes, I believe our first one was in 1989, and every year since then, with two exceptions, 9/11, our tournament was the weekend after 9/11, and then in 2020, 4 days prior to Balls in the Air, they canceled the PGA Tour events.
Wow, but that's such a long run. That's pretty spectacular to have a PGA Tour event for that long.
It certainly does, and I think it speaks volumes about the venue. It just underscores how well the Copperhead course holds up over different types of competition, the advances that have been made in equipment, the whole distance thing that everybody is such in arms about. Copperhead, over a 30-year run, has remained competitive. And frankly, our island course is one that does very, very well with national competitions. A fun fact, in 1990, the NCAA Division I men's finals were held here. And it was the year that Phil Mickelson won the NCAA championship on our island course.
Wow. Yeah, you know, the island course, a lot of people say it's tougher than the Copperhead course. Now, I would agree from, you know, the tees that I played. It depends, I guess, on the day, and it depends on what tees you play. But what's your answer to that question? Which one is tougher for you?
I think the front nine at Island may be the toughest nine holes at Innisbrook. It's tight. Water comes into play on six of the nine holes. You've got to hit the ball straight, and it's a real good test. But I think one of the toughest holes on the Island course is number 10. It's a par 4, 465 yards, straight uphill, always into the wind, and a green that once you're on the green, there's no guarantee of a two-putt.
Wow, par number 10 on the Island course, so I'm happy about that. I love the finishing hole there, too. What a special 18.
18 is a great, great finishing hole. A little dogleg left. Water comes into play on your second shot, and the green is very sloped. If you're above the hole, you're three-putting.
Well, there's just so many signature holes out here, but let's go back to Copperhead. 14, tough hole.
14 is a great par 5. It's a signature of Larry Packard. He loved the double dogleg, and 14 double dogleg is a great test. We dress it up with a topiary that says Innisbrook that you see after you get on the green. A great test of golf and a hole that everyone always remembers.
I love the history of Larry Packard. I was researching for this interview and went back and saw the many courses that Larry Packard designed, not only in this country, but internationally. He did courses in Egypt and all over the place. And the fact that he really was at the forefront of golf right after World War II. He started back in the 40s. And I love how Innisbrook really honors Larry Packard.
Well, we're sitting outside Packard's Steakhouse, and it's one of the ways that we could pay tribute to the man who designed all four of our courses here and really was a leader in golf course design, as you say, you know, in the post-war eras and then well into the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah, I just think this resort has so much to offer. You have the history, you have the four championship courses, you have the spa, you have the swimming pools, you have the tennis. And yeah, there's just so many segments here that people can enjoy, as you say. I'd love to learn more about the ownership. I know it's Salamander Hotels and Resorts, founded by Sheila Johnson, who's an entrepreneur and philanthropist. Talk a little bit about Sheila Johnson and your experiences with Sheila.
We have the best owner that we could ever wish for. Sheila Johnson, this was her first acquisition. She owns and Salamander Hotels manages the asset. She's wonderful. She loves the team members. She loves our members here. She has a home here. And she's just the most kind, caring individual, but a very, very astute businesswoman. She and she was one of the co-founders of Black Entertainment TV, which sold to Viacom back in the early 2000s, which led her to get into the hotel business and starting Salamander Hotels. We could not have a better owner than Sheila Johnson. She supports the sport of golf. She also owns three basketball teams. She's involved in so many various endeavors and is successful in every one.
What a trailblazer for a woman, right?
It really is.
And I understand she owns the Wizards and the Mystics and the Capitals, my goodness, along with Salamander Hotels and Resorts. And you have more than Innisbrook, as if this wasn't enough, right? There are other properties. Can you talk about the other properties as well?
Certainly. Yeah, Salamander Hotels and Resorts, our flagship is the Salamander Resort and Spa in Middleburg, Virginia, a beautiful five-star facility about an hour outside of Washington, D.C. You have to go there, Ann. You'll absolutely love it. We also manage the Bennett Hotel in downtown Charleston. We manage the Half Moon Resort, a golf resort in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and just an incredible, incredible property. And there's so many other properties that we have in our pipeline that we're looking to bring into our collection in the coming years.
So I understand there's a bit of news here that I read recently in the Tampa Times, if you'd like to talk about it.
Certainly, certainly. So Innisbrook has some great plans for the future. As I mentioned earlier, we've been around for 51, now 52 years, and we're always looking at how we're going to improve the resort, how we're going to improve the guest and the member experience. And we feel like in order to stay competitive with the other premier golf resorts around the country, like Bandon Dunes or Pebble Beach, Pinehurst, Kohler, the new thing in golf is the short course. And by short, I don't mean easy. It's all about fun. Today people may not have 5 hours to commit to a round of golf. They may not want to spend the time that it takes to become truly proficient at the game and play a full championship course. So the whole idea behind our short course concept is to have something that's fun, that you can play in about an hour, that that you can play with a putter and a wedge and a cold drink in your other hand, and just go out and have a good time. We have so many rounds of golf. In fact, over 120,000 rounds of golf is played here at Innisbrook each year. We want to give that golfer, the group of golfers that may be here on a golf junket, something to do after they've played their round. They can go out and for an hour have a lot of fun on our short course. I talked to my counterpart at Pinehurst. He said their cradle, the short course cradle, did 35,000 rounds last year. That's significant. And we think we can do the same thing here. So we're going to take part of our north course, and we're going to redesign a short course there. We've been working with a number of different designers, and we hope to have that decision made here in the very near future. But we're also looking at how do we spur our membership, and how do we create the next generation of Innisbrook members. And so we're constructing and working with a developer to build a luxury community of 186 single-family homes and townhomes here on our North Course. Toll Brothers is our partner with that that endeavor, and we're just getting started with that, and we look to hopefully have a shovel in the ground in the next year.
Well, that's major news. I think it's a great idea. I've played the cradle. I played the short course at Bandon Dunes. As you say, it seems to be the trend, and nothing more fun than getting done with the Copperhead and going over there with a cocktail and hearing some music and just having some fun on a par three.
Absolutely. It is. It's the current hot thing in golf, and we think it's an idea whose time has come for Innisbrook. That short course design is going to be spectacular.
And when do you project it to be ready?
Hopefully we'd have it done in concert with the beginning of the residential neighborhood, let's say a year from now.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Any other news you want to talk about?
Well, listen, you know, so many of the resorts, especially golf resorts, have seen a resurgence in play. If there is a silver lining to the pandemic, it's the resurgence that golf has enjoyed. And we've had that same resurgence here. You know, Innisbrook is a great opportunity for those who are up north this time of year to come down and have a 3 or 4 day getaway. Get out of the ice and snow. Our fairways are green. The putting surfaces are fast and true. And we'd love to have people down here.
How many members are inhabitants here, residents here, as opposed to living somewhere else and coming into play?
And it's a great question. Our total membership is about 1,300. Ramona Harold is our director of membership and PR, and she's done a marvelous job in recruiting members. Of the 1,300, roughly half are year-round residents here. The other half live up north and will come down for various periods of time, usually this time of year and throughout the winter. But about half of those are serious golfers that are here year-round.
Awesome. And how'd you play today? I know the member guest is going on right now, right? So how'd you do in the practice round?
Well, I still have a resort to run. So I think I played 7 holes, 2 of which I didn't have a phone in my hand answering calls. So I'm very anxious to get out there tomorrow and represent Innisbrook well.
What's your best score on the Copperhead course?
I have to tell the truth, don't I?
Yes.
probably when I was here the first time, 28 years ago, I think I shot 79 one time.
Wonderful. Very good.
I don't do that anymore. I was a young man then.
Well, that 79 sounds good to me. We'll go with that. Mike Williams, thanks so much. Managing Director of Innisbrook Golf Resort. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks for spending some time with us.
And it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for being here with us.
The Sports Interview with Ann Liguori podcast was brought to you by Ivy Cole Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceFill cooling technology along with SPF 50+ sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit IBKOL.com to learn more.